Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Watch What Crappens bonus episode. I'm Ben. That's Ronnie. If you're listening, that means you support us on Patreon. So thank you very much for doing that. How's it going, Ronnie?
Good. How's it going, baby?
Going well. You know, it was Bravo Fan Fest this weekend, which meant there were a lot of things happening, but one thing that we got as a result of it is we got a fresh new trailer for Southern Hospitality Season 3.
Oh,
you're excited for this, Ronnie? We're going to do a time for a trailer trash. The way we do this is that we watch the trailer together, and we break it down shot by shot. And so if you're just listening to this, that's fine. But if you are on Crappens On Demand, you can watch the trailer along with us. So definitely you should do that for the full experience. And without further ado, let's dive into this. Do you have any hopes and dreams for this season, Ronnie, for what you hope to see in this trailer?
No. Hopefully it keeps being amazing. Yeah, I just hope that it continues its tradition of being amazing television, okay? It's all I need.
All right. All right. Well, in that case, let's press play.
Las Vegas.
So what we have so far in the first 10 seconds of this trailer is we saw clips of partying and then a body in bed. And now based off of the shot and the voice that said Las Vegas, we have to assume that this is Joe Bradley, Joey Marbles, in bed.
And there's they're doing this like a horror movie where you see the parting and then you hear silence, just a tick tock and a zing, like kind of zips, and you're like, oh my God, what's the horror show? But then we see someone in bed in a hotel room and we see a wig on a table and a bouquet on a table as well. So there's been some kind of, I don't know, wedding or something. And then we go to a side table and we see a sandwich that's eaten, that's kind of eaten and then crumbled on the bedside table with no napkin or anything. And then we see some big silver ball earrings, some matches, sunglasses, an empty drink, and a note. And I want to see what the note says. What do you think it says?
Let's see if I can. I don't know if I can. Let's see how much I can zoom in.
I can zoom in. I took a screenshot of it, but I can't see what it says. I think it's just like a welcome from the hotel because it's in really good handwriting. So it's probably like, let us know if you need anything.
It's probably just like a welcome. It's like a font. It's just like a handwriting font, but it's just like a generic like welcome to.
Oh, and those aren't matches. They're a condom. Yeah, those aren't matches. They're a condom. And those earrings. So someone in a red wig and big earrings, I guess he had sex with, unless he was in the big red wig and the earring. I don't know. Did Luann really get her claws that into Joey Marbles?
You know, Luann has been getting around, so it's possible. Yeah, Luann and Joey Marbles apparently have had a fling or two, right? That's the whole story.
Yeah, yeah.
But we see blurry footage, and then we see, oh, there's another arm. So we see there's, when he says Las Vegas, and he sort of turns over, we see a little shoulder. He's being, little, he's the little arm. Spoon. Yeah, he's a little spoon at the moment, Joey Marbles. So it's quite a morning
for him. That's a little tiny arm. I think he's with Maddie this year. That's what I heard.
Maybe.
Las Vegas. What happened last night?
What happened last night is what he says. Actually, you know what's funny is that I thought he was little spoon. I thought he was getting spooned because I thought the arm was going. I thought right here. I thought this elbow was coming in from the other direction. I thought there was someone behind him, a big spoon that was wrapping their arm around him. But actually, as it starts to move, it turns out that he's actually just smothering someone, most likely Maddie, who is right there. Now he's scratching. She's scratching his back a little bit.
It changes everything.
No, I am.
It changed Maddie everything.
Fucking Reese.
So then we go to the Graceland Wedding Chapel. Dun, dun, dun. And it says, Graceland Wedding Chapel, Las Vegas, Nevada. Lorenzo Lamas and John Bon Jovi were married here.
This is... Where does it say that? I don't even see that.
There's a sign and another close-up. It's right after this. Go like a frame.
You always...
Oh, there we go. Lorenzo Lamas and John Bon Jovi were married here. I mean, look, this is big. Graceland Wedding Chapel. Okay, so the music's very dark.
Hunk of burning love.
With Elvis. Elvis is watching the procedure, not procedure, the ceremony. And we have
he's the only TJ overweight person they've ever let on this show. I'll tell you that much. Thank God for Elvis, you know? Thank God for fat Elvis. He's like evening the score over here. You know, some of us eat, okay? You fuckers on this show.
TJ is shocked. He's like, I can't believe I didn't bring my vacuum for this. This chapel is a disaster.
And we see a new Will guy next shocked. To TJ. Will's there. He's mm-hmm. a lawyer now. And then we see a new guy next to TJ, and he's mustachey. I think I have a feeling we've got another douche coming, because this isn't just a normal mustache. This is a big, twisty 70s dad mustache.
Yeah. And so they're all shocked. And then we see that the girls are sitting there. What's her face? What's her name? What's Will's girlfriend's name again?
I love her. She looks like Ariana. She's really going for the Ariana crown this season. She's really getting there. I don't remember. Like, my boyfriend I don't remember anybody's lawyer. Name. Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's a new girl in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a new blonde girl in the back. And is that Grace Lilly who's cowering to the side behind...
Of course, Grace Lilly is the one that goes to the wedding and cries the hardest. You know, she makes a whole wedding like, look, everybody, I'm crying. I'm crying at the wedding. Look, everybody.
Wow, this video screen behind me is gravy, wavy, wavy, gravy.
They are all shocked. It seems like they can't believe this is happening.
Is this real?
Bradley himself says, is this real?
Is this real? And then we get another shot of this new guy. Go get the shot of the new guy. He's making this
happen. You always keep him.
It's right after he says that. Yeah, look at that face.
He's tearing up and everything. He seems sad. His little tuft of hair is crying.
Is this another Oshin? What do you think?
I think so. It seems like Oshin is nowhere to be seen. So it seems like Oshin is out, huh?
Yeah, Oshin's got the boot. I can't imagine why. He just seemed so safe. He just seemed so safe for women last season.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
Oh, sugar.
Oh, Grace Lilly. Grace Lilly really is crying. She's doing an ugly cry on the bosom of a new girl. And then you have what's her face behind. I have forgotten everyone's names. Mia? Is her name? That's Mia back there. Is her name Mia?
Well, Mia's on this cast. I can't tell if that's her. I assumed it would be Mia getting married.
It's Maddie. It's Maddie fucking Reese. I just opened for James Kennedy.
Yes.
It gives me great pleasure to pronounce you partners for life.
Maddie gets married to Joe?
She's getting married to Joey Marbles, but the thing is this, what I don't understand, Grace Lilly is really crying. It seems like everyone else is like, oh, well, we're drunk, we're in Vegas, we're doing something wild, but Grace Lilly's like, I can't believe it.
She got married before me. This wasn't supposed to happen. This isn't what I dreamed of all those years of going to Loom, Mama. Mama, I wish it smelled better in here. I wish it smelled like roses or something. And, oh, that smells much better now. I like the smell of that. Mama, bring the smell back.
Oh, good. That's much better. Okay, I feel much better.
Those aren't roses.
Oh, Mama.
It's a paper.
Let's be honest. Well, to Grace Lily, they're roses.
Oh, Grace. Yeah. She's...
This season on Southern Hospitality. We can go
everywhere. Fun and games.
Riding race cars.
I'm in super public.
Cheers, everyone!
Partying in Republic.
Oh my god! Thanks.
Oh my god! Holy f***!
Oh, okay, so... And amidst this fun and games, they're in Vegas, and Joe looks out the window... And he goes, oh my God, I can't believe what's out there outside the window, right? I'm gonna look what's outside the window. And they all look outside the window, and they're on the side of the Crockford's casino. Is that a casino? Crockford's? Oh, yeah. Conrad? The Conrad Hotel at the Crockford's by Hilton?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. That's what it says on the hotel. And it's Maddie's face on the side of the hotel, the Crockford's. Dun, dun, dun. Looks super fun. And then right under it, it says 15 miles per hour. That's the speed limit sign right under it. The most exciting hotel in Vegas, 15 miles an hour. So we see a helicopter ride. We see me in a bathing suit looking hot. We see girl in bikini dancing, twerking, race cars. They're really into their race cars on this show. The sign, the Republic sign, Will dancing. You know, the sign of Maddie, dun, dun, dun. And then a big billboard. She also has a big billboard that says Maddie Reese at the Day Club. So I guess she's going to be doing her DJ stuff.
Yeah, this is, but I do love that in order to see her, her big like billboards, like on the side of the hotel or on the billboard, like to see her on the side of this hotel, you have to take like an access street and go like behind, like this is like the view from like the parking garage that like the employees work at. It's like, oh, there it is. There's the sign. And then the next one, you have to go like around the side of the, to another parking lot to run this. Listen, I don't have a billboard in Vegas.
I was going to say, that's impressive. A pretty huge... I'll take it. I will take it. I will take the parking, but the employee parking lot. I mean, I think this is a TV billboard, right? This isn't a permanent one, but I'll still take it. I want.
No, it's got to be just for the show, but I still think it's hilarious. I still think it's like so this show that you get your big billboard, but you still have to go like to the employee parking lot to be able to see it. So...
My girlfriend.
Joseph, that's my girlfriend. Now they're dancing at the club. They're dancing at the day club and everything. Everyone's happy, cheering her on.
You know, I did the ayahuasca ceremony and like had like this like come to Jesus moment.
Now I wear scarves on my head.
Now I dress like Steven Van Zandt.
I had a come to Jesus moment, so I wear scarves on my head. No, literally. It was come to Jesus. I was, Jesus came. She's talking came about right Jesus.
Here. Came to Jesus in my ayahuasca retreat. And Maddie's like, what's ayahuasca?
I was like talking with Jesus.
You told me last summer the four of us would be on a double date. I would have
laughed.
Yeah.
So this is Will and Cammie. Is her name Cammie?
No. Come on, stop saying you don't know her name, because now you're making the name, making it clear that I don't know her name, and I feel terrible. Okay, I have to look this up. So, Southern, it's not hospitality cast. How could you? It's Emmy. Duh.
Either way,
what's wrong with us? It's Emmy Sharon. Emmy. Sorry, Emmy, if you're Emmy. Out there. She's like, fuck,
there's been a lot
guys.
Of shows since this was.
She
on.
Actually
a lot
listens to this show, and we're such dicks. Sorry, Emmy. We love you. It's just been a long time, Emmy, and your show is like doing drugs, so you have to forgive us, okay? We've had too long. But yeah, of course, it's Emmy. And Emmy it's been Sharon, on so long that this cast is aged enough to enjoy playing pickleball together. That's their double date. It's Emmy, Joe, and Will, and Maddie. Well, those aren't the couples, but those are the people playing.
Yeah, they are pickleballing, which is... You know, it's like I want to groan, but at this point, I can't even groan a pickleball anymore. I just am slowly coming to accept as part of our society. Look at the mass of people behind the pickleball court that's coming to them. It's like a horde of zombies. Look at this. Look at all these people back there. Do you see that?
They have to have a fence to just guard everybody from the pickleball. Yeah, those people. It's like the Walmart people are coming. It's like everybody in the Walmart got bit by the zombie and they're coming towards you very slowly.
They're all slowly marching. And then one lady in the front has a baby, I think. She's like, take the baby. Take the baby. Our new queen, our pickleball queen, take our baby. Make this baby your baby and let him lead us.
Oh, God.
Why are all this, are they doing an exercise class? Why are there so many people lurching towards the pickleball court?
I think because they're shooting a TV show and they're like, wow, they're shooting a TV show. Anybody know that girl's name? It's just all us in the audience.
Who is that girl?
It's Emmy.
The Emmys are on TV. I gotta go.
No, it's me, Emmy.
Who? I'm pretty sure your name is Cammy. No, it's Emmy. Take my baby either way. Call her anything you want.
Take my baby, Cammy. Take my baby, Cammy.
It's Emmy. No, this baby says it's for Cammy. Are you sure that's not you?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hello, ladies and germs, boys and girls. The Grinch is back again to ruin your Christmas season with Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast. After last year, he's learned a thing or two about hosting, and he's ready to rant against Christmas cheer and roast his celebrity guests like chestnuts on an open fire. You can listen with the whole family as guest stars like John Hamm, Brittany Broski, and Danny DeVito try to persuade the mean old Grinch that there's a lot to love about the insufferable holiday season. But that's not all. Somebody stole all the children of Whoville's letters to Santa, and everybody thinks the Grinch is responsible. It's a real Whoville whodunit. Can Cindy Lou and Max help clear the Grinch's name? Grab your hot cocoa and cozy slippers to find out. Follow Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Unlock weekly Christmas mystery bonus content and listen to every episode ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
They say Hollywood is where dreams are made. A seductive city where many flock to get rich, be adored, and capture America's heart. But when the spotlight turns off, fame, fortune, and lives can disappear in an instant. When TV producer Roy Radin was found dead in a canyon near LA in 1983, there were many questions surrounding his death. The last person seen with him was Lainey Jacobs, a seductive cocaine dealer who desperately wanted to be part of the Hollywood elite. Together, they were trying to break into the movie industry. But things took a dark turn when $1 million worth of cocaine and cash went missing. From Wondery comes a new season of the hit show Hollywood and Crime, The Cotton Club Murder. Follow Hollywood and Crime, The Cotton Club Murder on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Cotton Club Murder early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So they are marveling that they are doing a double date together. Like, if you would have told me that we would have been doing a double date a year ago, I would have been shocked. Because at the end of last season, the group was split in two. It kind of makes me sad that the group isn't split in two anymore. I mean, isn't that part of the fun? You know? And they have to come back together.
Oh.
This is going to be a great summer.
Great summer. Making out. Did TJ get to make out with someone?
Yeah, TJ's got a boyfriend. TJ. Man, I love that TJ's so prepared. He's even making out with his back arched.
Yeah. He really is. He's like... I vacuumed my back for this scene.
He's making out with a cute guy. I mean, he looks kind of like Joe Bradley, and they've got hats on that say Mitchell's World. And so that's cute. Yay, gay gets to make out on this show. That's rare.
That's TJ, exciting.
And we know out there just trailblazing.
And we have Will and Emmy. Emmy, whose name we definitely know. They're making out in the bottom corner, and then it looks like Joe and Maddie Reese are making out in a pool overlooking the ocean up at the top. So love is all around.
It looks like a trip to Mexico coming up. Then we have a new girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They started working at Republic a couple months ago. And, I mean, it didn't take me long to notice her. Damn, late.
We're going.
So Bradley, he's such a ladies' man, guys. Look, he's into her. And now we have.
We're going to introduce you guys to the new AGM.
Holy shit, this guy's hot.
Hot AGM. By the way, where is our absolute favorite, Leah, CEO? That's what I want to know.
She better be on this season. I'm not going to be happy if she's not here. I need Leah, CEO.
I will be furious if she's nowhere to be seen. Guys, today, you're going to hand out menus. Okay, get to it.
So TJ ends up banging the new GM? Love it. Good for him.
Wow. The new GM is hot and he's... Yeah, I think so. It's jumping in the water. Oh, we got three butts. We got a butt photo shoot, which is we have fast TJ forward. Bradley.
Fast forward because I think YouTube will take that off.
Oh no! Okay.
You can show it on here. You can show it on TV, but not on YouTube. I'll tell you that much.
Wow,
you're right off.
Uh-oh.
Then Hamburglar Leva comes up.
Yep. And she is.
I guess I'm just tired of watching the Emmy show. I don't like Molly.
Oh, sorry to disturb you.
Molly is an insecure bitch.
So Emmy's whole thing last season was that she wanted to have more of a leadership role, and now she's the boss and she's having issues with Molly, a new girl, huh?
Yeah.
Emmy is. New girl Molly is going to give a little sass. Looks like
Molly what's her face is also is on Southern Charm, isn't she? Isn't this the same girl that we saw on Southern Charm? All these blonde girls really look the same. And I know they say the same about white blonde guys or white bald guys too. So I guess we're all in the same boat. I think if they just put us all in the same room, nobody would know who they are. Nobody would know who each other is. We'd be like, who are you? Wait, who are you? But I think this is Molly from Southern Charm.
Yeah, because there's another girl who was on this season, who was on Southern Hospitality last season, who's now on Southern Charm as well. She was the girl last season who Joe Bradley was flirting with, and he's like, I made you Nana's meatball and spaghetti or something. And she was like fucking the downstairs neighbor.
I looked up Molly from Southern Charm, but this doesn't look like the same girl. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't look the same to me. But I don't know.
Which one?
No, they're not the same.
I don't know. It's
they're different girls.
It's hard to say.
They're different Mollies. I'm gonna say for now that they're different Mollies, but I have no idea.
I just want to say that Emmy, she is she's like, now that I've played pickleball, I'm just gonna incorporate that into my body movements. When I talk, I'm just gonna just always be pickleballing. Doing some forehands. Okay.
Bitch.
Relax. We can go tit for tat.
Talk to me privately. I'm your best friend.
No, you're not.
I don't.
Dun, dun, dun.
So now Maddie and Grace are fighting, which I hope that Grace is a little bit more central this season because I feel like she wasn't in a lot of the last year. And I feel like...
Ayahuasca. So we see a bunch of Emmy getting really pissed off at this Molly chick. And Molly just does a lot of poses for the camera and stuff. And then flips off the camera. And then Emmy screams about, this is what I get for being a good person. So I'm going to predict that she was wrong in this situation because I feel like only wrong people say what good people they are with mascara
running on
their face.
Do we think who is this person in the tux with the beard? It sort of looks like
that's O'Sheen.
Fancy O'Sheen. That's O'Sheen?
Yeah.
That's yeah, O'Sheen. I guess it's just weird to see him in like a tux instead of like a big flowy shirt, you know?
He's also got like makeup on his beard or something. He looks different. He looks like Leo DiCaprio.
He does. But he also he sort of looks like an AI rendering of O'Sheen. And Maddie's ex, Trevor or whatever his name was. Right?
Oh, like, yeah. I'm going to miss that guy. What a good person.
So he was a good guy.
What a solid guy.
They're going to make it, those two.
Yeah, I believe
when he showed up in Miami. Yeah.
For real. Great.
I don't know. I'm in love with you, dude.
Oh, TJ says
they made it look like he's. Well, they make it look like he's saying it to Joe Bradley, but it can't be to Joe. Or is it to Joe Bradley? Because he is saying, "I'm in love with you, dude." So maybe he is in love with Joe Bradley. Uh oh.
Well, because they are definitely. For a moment, I thought like, "Oh, they took Joe Bradley from another scene and put them in here." But looks like the same wood paneling back and forth. Unless TJ is saying, what I want to say to this guy is, I love you, dude. But of course, Bravo cuts out the what I want to say is. And so they just make it look like TJ is confessing his love to Joe Bradley.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, I hope it's not to Joe Bradley, just because I've been in that storyline before. I don't like that when you're like in love with a straight guy friend. That's never good.
Joey Marbles is a...
And I feel like Joey Marbles could probably be like one of those like drunk blowjob people, you know? He's like, it's not gay if I'm, you know, if I'm drunk. And it's just a blowjob.
1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. So now we know some real shit's going to happen, because now it fades to black. But now all of a sudden, like the camera's like pan. We get this like rising drone shot of Charleston, which means that now the real scandal is about to be announced for the season. Are you ready?
It's nighttime in Charleston. When old men apparently have sons that can crash boats and kill people and nobody will ever know. Dun, 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 dun.
Mm-hmm. Archival footage.
Apparently it's common knowledge at this law school that this man slept with multiple people.
Uh-oh.
It was one night and I'm like, who?
Yep, well.
Well, Will has found out immediately.
And now here's Emmy, and she did the Erica Jane wet mascara thing for her.
Good
scene.
God, Emmy. Goodness, lady. What are you made of, mascara? I mean, that shit is just flowing down. That's ridiculous. She looks like a robot that's leaking oil. That is crazy.
This is like when Giuliani's hair dye started to melt all over his face. Like, this is...
Now, like at first glance, I would say I don't want to trust this new guy. He's got a mullet, a mustache, and they're at some like 70s party because Will is wearing that Amazon shirt that everybody gets for disco parties. I've bought it myself.
Yeah.
And I don't want to trust this weird old guy, but it's like a rumor every 5 minutes that Will's cheating. And of course, Will went to law school and fucked everybody he could. Of course he did. And Emmy's still probably with him, too.
Yeah. This is, he's not going to be able to survive a second season in a row of cheating rumors, because we've been down this path. We know it. And I think Emmy knows it too, which is why she put on her, her like non tear proof mascara, her runny mascara to that way she could do the like, you know, I'm trying so hard sort of thing, you know, to basically get some
garner sympathy
thing. Garner sympathy. Thank you. That was the phrase I was desperately trying to find. Amazing how this show immediately, as soon as you start watching it, even in trailer form, it just knocks down your IQ a few points.
What is that necklace she's wearing? Good Lord. Is it a plate?
It looks like one of those things that you keep spices in.
Do you think it's coke necklace? Because that's really big. That's really huge. She's like, you know what? I'm just wearing this necklace. Don't tell anybody, but it's got poker chips in here in case anybody wants to play it. Like, it's huge. It's an enormous necklace.
When you open it up, just a little banner comes out that says, I'm dating a lawyer. That's it.
Right. Lawyer's wife.
And I'm like, who am I to judge? I have gotten drunk and I didn't mean. He's got.
Oh, okay. So now suddenly Emmy's doing the, who am I? It was a one night thing. I've made mistakes too. Oh. This is a very different story from last year.
And it was only one night that he admits to, because that guy said that he's fucking everybody at the school. And so you finally broke him down to admit to one night. Girl.
Gotten drunk and I didn't mean.
He's gonna fuck you over. I bet you that bitch.
Oh, TJ.
Yes, TJ telling some truth in his Mr. Furley outfit for their 70s party. I love that 70s parties on Bravo just bring out the worst in people every single time.
Yeah, they don't know how to, they really don't know what to do. They're like in different colors and shapes. It disorients them.
I do hope that he dates this GM because look how cute that guy is. Oh my gosh, he's adorable.
Yeah, really cute. Oh, I would love it if that's the makeout.
That yeah, would be please, really happy. Please, guys. Mia has a different face, then, right? Why would you mess that? Why would you mess with that face when you look like that? She is fucking stunning. Don't touch your face. And I'm not even saying this looks bad. I haven't seen the full reveal yet, but is that Mia? I can't tell.
That's Mia. Yeah.
I don't like it. I'm messing with the natural beauty.
I'm living for this very slow burn by Emmy. Watch how long it goes. It's just a slow rotation. She's like a little robot on a turntable. Oh. It's the most amazing slow turn.
So Emmy's just going to be getting it this whole season. You're going to keep getting it as long as you stay with that piece of shit. Go find another lawyer. You're in Charleston. There's lawyers dripping off the trees there. Go find somebody else. There's so many lawyers. Go on.
She's definitely going to get that villain edit this season. It's going to be hilarious.
New year, new Southern hospitality. January 2nd on Bravo. And streaming on Peacock. Second.
Thank you very much.
Elvis is right, like, nailed it.
I know. Wow, that looks like it'll be fun. I'm excited to see. It'll be interesting to see a season where Maddie does not appear to be the villain, because she's always the villain in my mind, and Emmy's going to be the villain. I guess we'll have to see, but it looks nice and messy, and it'll be a nice treat for the new year.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was fun. Love it.
Yeah, thanks everyone for listening, and don't forget, if you're not on Crappens On Demand, you are missing out on all those fun visuals. So we will catch you on the next one. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt. Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Bringing the Funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Have a heck of a time with Rebecca.
The highest tally, it's Sarah McNally.
Cast a Spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.